So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So welcome, we are live. Hope you're well today. Today is Monday. It's the week before Christmas. It's the 16th of December. How many days are left to Christmas, by the way? I have no idea. About 9 days. 9 days to Christmas. Anyway, hope you're well. Hope you haven't finished work yet. Hope you're not winding down too much. I was speaking to one of my clients earlier, and they were saying just how much more busier they are than they've ever been. It's one of our marketing clients. It's always good news to hear how busy they are. Obviously, we hope that they get some time off as Christmas comes up, but we also hope that they go out and break old records, frankly, and make the business really work as well as they possibly can. But in this session, I wanted just to cover about focus, about how just a little bit of focus here and there in the right areas is going to really change up the way in which you run your business, or certainly the results over Christmas and going into the new year. So I've been speaking with various people in this last week, and they'll have all sorts of stuff going on. Some people have got really good stuff going on. Some people have got some not so good stuff going on. And one of the kind of key things that I see, the thread throughout all of this, is the good ones have got good stuff going on. They maintain a really good level of focus, and they know what they should be doing, when they should be doing it, how they should be doing it, for how long, who with, where, what resources they need, who they can pull in to help them get the thing done. And then when we look at the people who haven't got that and life's not going so great for them, they don't know where the money's coming from. They don't know where they should be spending it. They don't know how much money they're spending each month already. They've got no spreadsheet. They've got no idea what 2020 is going to look like, or 2021 or 2022, or in fact, the entire next decade. They just have a real lack of focus. And focus is the thing. So if you haven't got any money right now and you're struggling on money, your number one focus should be on money. It's like, yeah, but it's Christmas and I want to help my family. Bollocks to your family. You've got your money problem. You need to focus on the money problem. And focusing on a lack of money, by the way, will simply give you more of a lack of money. Give you less money because that's what you focus on. You get what you're focused on. So actually what you've got to do is you've got to change this around. Instead of being focused on, you know, finding your budget, but being focused on a negative £100, you need to swap that. And the way we swap that around is we ask ourselves a better question. How can I generate £200 in the next week, or £2,000 in the next week? And by the way, for those people who go, well, you can't do that, trust me on this, I know that you can, because I've been in situations before where I've needed £2,000 in order to hit the mortgage run, going back quite some time ago, but I've been in that situation. I totally miscalculated, spent some money, I was a bit depressed, and just totally miscalculated it, and I'm like, shit, I need to go out and find £2,000, I've got 2 days to do it. And guess what? On the second day, it came in the morning. It came in from several different places, but it came in. And the reason it came in is that my focus was solely on generating £2,000. It was like £2,103. And guess how much money I made? £2,103. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in that situation. It's not a huge amount, but every time I have, and I know exactly how much money I need, guess what comes in? Almost exactly that amount of money. It's weird how this works. And I know a law of attraction people say it's law of attraction. And if you're religious, you'll say it's God watching down and looking over you. It doesn't do so much for kids that are dying right now, but it can sort out your money problem. That's nice. but it's like this idea of you get what you focus on, okay? So in Australia, where they've got the telegraph poles, and when you look at a satellite view, we've got these telegraph poles and like 100 metres apart. Okay, we've got the cables going. When you look at the satellite views and people fall asleep driving from one end of Australia to the other because it's like day and he's driving for 18 hours. And when they eventually fall asleep, you can see the skid marks on the ground. These telegraph poles were 100 metres apart, but because you're focused on not hitting the telegraph pole, you end up hitting the telegraph pole. You can see the skid marks on the tarmac, and that's exactly what they hit. And you hit what you're focused on. So if you're focused on a lack of stuff, hey, Joe, hope you're well. I can put your name up. There we go. If you're focused on a lack of stuff, then you're going to get more of a lack, if that makes sense. If you're focused on, okay, I need £2,000 this week. Like, I'm not saying you're going to hit $2,000, but you're much more likely to hit $2,000 than focusing on a lack of $2,000. So you've got to move your focus off the bad stuff. And this is what really struggles for a lot of people, is they're so focused on everything that's going wrong, because it's there and it's having a negative effect in your life. It's really hard not to focus on what's going wrong. But actually, by focusing and concentrating on what's going wrong, you're asking yourself to bring more of that out. You know, you're asking the universe, if you want to use the law of attraction language, you're asking the universe to bring more lack into your life. And we don't want to do that. So what you've got to do is, instead of focusing on the bad stuff, the negative stuff, you've got to focus on this stuff, the good stuff, the positive stuff. And that's really hard to do. So how do you do it? Well, first of all, you've got to quantify exactly what this bad stuff is. Oh, I'm in so much debt, nothing I do seems to make a difference. There's no point in working out how much debt I've got or what my outgoings are, because it's just bad anyway, I won't bother doing it. And what people do when they do that is they have a failure to quantify how big the problem is, and the monster feels much bigger than the monster actually is. If you're scared of a monster under your bed, just peer underneath the bed. Look, if there's a monster under your bed, it's going to rip your head off anyway. You're dead. Don't worry about it. But when you look underneath and there's no monster, you're like, oh, okay, there's no monster. I did this. I sleep with my leg out of the bed. And I used to be really scared of monsters, you know, like grabbing your foot. And now I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker. If that monster's going to grab my foot, well, let's have it on, you know, let's go for it. At least I'll be in a science book for the rest of humanity about how a monster killed me. But there is no monster. Have a look and quantify it and see how big this monster is. And for most people, they refuse to do it. They don't look at the debt. They don't look at the scales on the weight. They don't look at how the relationship is going. They don't look at any of that stuff. It's just easier not to. But my task is to get you to look at, quantify how bad whatever that situation is. Okay, that's that. We know what it is. Let's say you need $2,000 this month in order to survive. Fine. And most people, it's not $2,000. It's like £100 or £200 short. I was speaking to a person last week, and they needed a couple of hundred quid. And we got them to focus on the couple of hundred quid and guess how much money they earned last week, the extra couple of hundred quid. And we got them to just narrow down and really focus into that. And sent me a message, which I really appreciated, saying it was like 241 quid they bought in. I'm like, that's brilliant. That's so cool. And it all comes from focus. So stop looking at all this big, bad stuff over here. Quantify it so you know exactly what it is. Now move on to, what is the focus going to be? How much money do I need to lose? And what specifically can I do? Let me rephrase that. How much money do I need to generate? And what specifically, I can't even say it, specifically, it's not too many brandies. What specifically can I do to bring in this cash? And so it's like, okay, what can I sell here? What can I sell there? What about, can I have a special offer and send a special offer out to my list? Yeah, let's do that and send it out. Great, I've got one client, 100 quid. I'm halfway there now. What else can I do? Can I go out on Facebook and message people? Okay, let's message as many people as I can. Hey, Bob, I know it's this and I've got this product for you. It's sort of 50 quid. It'll do really well. I just need you and one other person. Now you get him and one other person. Now you've got your other 100 quid and you're covered, right? But when you get to focus on exactly what the problem is, and you've quantified what the problem is, you've quantified it here, you know exactly what it is, you know that you can go out and you can go solve that problem. And the problem for most people is that, well, no, Dan, you don't understand. My problems are this big. Well, how big are they? Let's quantify them. Well, I've got my car to solve, and I've got my rent is late, and I've got a bailiff knocking at the door. Okay, great. Well, let's do them one by one. One by one is what's going to solve this. What's the bailiff problem? Let's look at that. Let's get on the phone. Let's speak to the bailiff for you. Let's sort out that problem. And when a bailiff says, can I come round? You go, no, I'm uncomfortable, but can we speak on the phone? This is my current situation, and I can afford £5 a week. But as soon as I can get into this situation, which should be in 3 months' time, I can double it to £10 a week. They can just say no. They might say yes. And if they say no, you might let them complain and so on to the courts and whatnot. But that's that one. Okay, what's going on with your car? You need an MOT, and you need the MOT in order to get in your car to take you to work. I've got it. Okay. Is it not a payday loan, but you can borrow it off a friend or family? And it's solving, once we quantify what this problem is, it's solving the problem one by one. How much is your MOT? 150 quid. Great. Guys, I need 150 quid. I need three clients at 50 quid each, 50 quid there, 50 quid there, 50 quid there. Great. I've now solved that problem. Now I can get to work. Then I can solve the bailiff problem. I've doubled it from £5 a week to £10 a week or whatever it happens to be. and the bailiff can see that you're actually working with them. And they're like, okay, now we got it to 10, let's get it to £20 a week. When can we do that? Another 3 or 4 months? Okay, let's do that. Like, it's down to you to resolve this. You've got to quantify what the problem is. And then when you know what that problem is, it's down to you to focus on a solution that's going to get that result for you, whatever that result is. The problem that I see for most people is that they've got this problem and this problem and this problem and this problem and this problem. They've got all these problems, they're all stacking up so much, they even go off screen. There you go, off screen. And they can't do anything because all they see is all these problems stacked up. And what you got to do is pull, it's like Jenga, pull out this problem. Let's take this problem. What's this problem? You're too heavy. You need to lose some weight. Okay, great. Stop eating. Just fast. 21 hours a day. Eat shit for 3 hours a day. That'll do it. Okay, that's that one. And allocate that into your calendar, whatever. What's this problem? One by one by one is what's going to solve that problem. And you do this through the power of focus. Whatever that problem is, quantify it, solve them one by one, and get focused on that problem. And that, my friends, is going to do us for the shortest one in history. Today, we've got a mega busy day today, speaking to lots of different people about businesses and maybe about buying businesses and that kind of thing. Quite exciting times for us here at Christmas, and hopefully in the new year that will come to fruition. But I hope that's useful for you. Got any questions, just stick them in the box below. I'll see them even once we've finished. If you're watching the replay, give us a like. If you're listening to the podcast, give us a 5-star review. And we're going to catch up with you on Wednesday. We are here Wednesday. We're on a property cash flow show. If you've got any questions, come and speak to us then. And other than that, have a great week. And we'll speak to you soon. Don't eat too many chocolates.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.